Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
From ESPN Studios in the Seaport District in New York City, where the skies are blue, the sun is shining. Not a trace of rain, Bart Scott. Not a trace of rain today.
Are you sure?
Well, we were sure last night. We were sure last night that it was going to rain.
Okay, who does this benefit? Let's get to the nitty gritty.
What the hell?
Does this benefit? Are you feeling good today
that
Nestor Cortez is pitching?
No.
Nasty Nestor? No.
No.
You prefer a short rest. Tyon?
No, I don't. I prefer none of it. I prefer to have Frankie Montas available, but he's not. Wasn't that why you made that trade? But that's a whole other story.
Is this a lack of leadership? Because it seems like it was poorly done.
It's the only sport that has to really deal with this. All right, let's be honest. To be fair, no other sport has to deal with this. The uncertainty of the weather, especially in the most important time of season, which is...
Well, move the damn season. How about that?
Well, you can't do that.
Shorten the season?
Well, that's another topic altogether. Because with the way the playoffs have gone, you kind of wonder if now there's just too many damn regular season games, we're going to have all these playoff rounds. Right?
Yeah.
But they're never going to cut that back either. But I digress, because everybody, I to understand what happened yesterday, you had to live it here. Yesterday was a day where in the morning it was pouring out here in New York. The weather report for the entire day was rain showers throughout the day, including at night where it would get fairly heavy.
I think of your favorite movie quote.
And then... Oh, yeah. You ask me, when's it going to rain? I say, when's it going to stop? But in the middle of the afternoon, the clouds broke for a minute. You had some sunshine. Right? Wasn't it a nice day? And so many people in the New York area were waiting to be told this game was going to be postponed, which all the meteorologists in the city, Lee Goldberg, ABC 7 in New York City, was putting out tweets with the radar showing you. I know it's nice right now, but you see all this massive green, the dark green? That's a lot of heavy rain.
They ignored the science.
And here it comes, everybody. 7 o'clock, you're told the game will not start on time. They're going to meet, and we're going to figure it out.
9:30? So the game was scheduled to end at 1 a.m. in the morning?
They wanted to get the game in.
But why?
Well, listen, first of all, NBA Finals games start at 9 o'clock. So
Eastern. Yeah, on the West Coast.
No, Eastern. Eastern. It does. So to say that is one thing.
Okay.
But also NBA playoff games last about two hours.
They got a clock. Yeah, they got a clock.
Not 4 hours.
There's a running clock.
Yes. We'll get the clock next year. But it took... There were people at Yankee Stadium. There were thousands of people there. They were all underneath, of course. And you know what they did on the big screen? The Rangers game. Rangers Ducks.
Yeah, thank you.
They're showing Rangers Ducks. All right, that's great. But still waiting to be told whether they were going to play the game or not. Despite the fact that even though there was like, well, there'd be a window where the rain's going to... It's been raining all day. The field is soaked.
It'd be 3 a.m.
So nine... It was, and I want to get the exact time of the, well, now it's, of course, they don't put the exact time anymore.
So glass half full. They're going to give everybody their money back, right?
Oh, you're, oh no, I do have the, okay, here's the time stamp. Ready? 6:21 p.m., MLB Communications tweets out, tonight's ALDS Game 5 will begin in a delay. This is 6:21. The game was a, Lactavius, the game was a what start? 7 p.m.? 7 p.m. start, right? The forecast will be reassessed at 7 p.m. Eastern, and we will provide updates as available. That was at 6:21 p.m. The next tweet that you got from baseball after that one was at 9:36 p.m. That's 3 hours later. Due to extended inclement weather conditions tonight, Tonight's ALDS Game 5 has been postponed and rescheduled for 4:07 p.m. Eastern tomorrow, which is today.
What if I have to work?
And by the way, full coverage on ESPN Radio begins at 3:30
What if Eastern. I have to work?
Well, that, see, to me, this part doesn't matter. The part that matters is you made people wait, pay for parking, which, by the way, ain't cheap.
And you're
it's
in there,
expensive.
You're in there watching the Rangers, so you spent about $100 eating.
I'm sure the concessions
kids,
were
everybody
open.
Everybody was hungry.
And they will claim, well, we intended to play. We intended to play, and that's fine. You might have intended to play.
50% off all concessions?
Something. That's what I'm telling you right now. Today, and first of all, not
a
word.
$12 beer.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Stosh, Rob Manfred, nowhere to be found. Did he say anything? Was there any statement from him? Was there any apology?
I got the official statement.
Oh, you do? Oh, what do you got?
Dear Major League Baseball fans. Meh.
Meh. That's what it was.
And you'll do it again because you love it. You talk about
again. I understand.
It's not
I
about
understand
what you
that it's a. First of all, there's no dome here. They built this new stadium and they decided not to put a dome on it. Same thing at Citi Field. For some reason in New York, no. In Philly, nothing. In Boston, nothing.
Not,
like in the Northeast, where the weather affects everything, nothing. Our football stadiums don't have domes. The hell are we doing?
And $2 billion. That's what $2 billion.
It's hysterical. So. It's out of your control in some ways because it is Mother Nature, but you do have the ability to see what's coming.
What's with the
and
protocol?
What's coming was not a maybe. It was not like, you know, well, we could get a little bit of rain. It was, no.
Maybe.
It's a
maybe,
really,
maybe.
It's a lot of rain. It's coming about 9 o'clock.
It might turn.
But there might be a little window.
What's that thing that the fans do? People do like when somebody about to kick a field goal in football, they put the fan next to the TV. Rob Manfred was up next to the weather Doppler. He had the fan trying to blow the storm away.
I cannot believe it. So, and I want to hear from everybody about this because this is not just a New York thing. This is all around the country. Like, this is something about your sport, about baseball, that is maddening, about sports in general, that is maddening. And that is to just make these decisions and just, like Bart said, meh. Like, all right, well, come back tomorrow, everybody. What do you mean come back tomorrow?
Everybody can't come back tomorrow.
I just paid $40 for parking. I got to pay another $40 tomorrow?
$40?
Like, you're telling me. I'd love to hear from people who are at the stadium because I was getting tweets from people. I'm here with my 6-year-old son. I'm here with my 8-year-old son. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. You can be part of Barton Hunt Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. ESPN Nation, presented by Dr. Pepper, and in college football season, without the delicious taste of an ice-cold Dr. Pepper, it's the one fans deserve.
But what about the strategy of it, though? Right, because if you're a Yankee fan and you know you get Nestor Cortez
I'm not ready to talk about that yet because I still have one more thing to say. Then we can talk about how it affects the teams because I could give a damn. They were in the clubhouse, nice and warm, right, dry, and they just come back tomorrow. Their parking's free. They play tomorrow. So what? They come back today and they can play. So what? And yes, now more guys might be available. Great. But I just need to know, if you're Rob Manfred, if you are baseball, the Yankees do not control the parking, right? They don't, but they could. This is not a Yankee decision. This is a baseball decision. How is it that you're not thinking to yourself, boy, we really need to do something here because that was a mess. So how about we say this? We're going to put somebody at, I've parked there before. You put somebody at the garage, right at the front.
Ticket thing.
You got a game ticket? Show me. Okay. Yep. That's legit. Park for free. Everybody parks for free. And you know what? If you didn't go last night, you're lucky. You get to park for free. How much of that? I mean, what are you losing? And then you tell the garage, what is this cost? Mm. We'll cover it for our fans. Because you can't blame the fans. Why are they doubling the cost? Because you didn't listen to the weather report. And you know what? If the weather wasn't so bad and you held it up to 4 o'clock, I know that was not optimal because game one is tonight for the NLCS. Game one is tomorrow for the ALCS. I get it's not optimal. But sometimes you got to make a decision that's best for your business. So the best for your business decision here is to tell those fans who paid for who were already going to the game last night, don't worry about parking. It's on us.
So,
but they're not doing that, are they?
What about the concession that they banged out of? Well, you talk about that's the crazy part. You could at least give me a 20% coupon. Everything's 25% off.
That's a Yankee thing.
$12 beer.
Yeah.
Y'all made me sit there. You know I'm going to be hungry.
That's a Yankee thing. That's that one. In the stadium,
that's where the big money went.
Because of yesterday, half off.
That's where the big money went.
It might be your last home game.
Yeah.
It might be your last game.
Might want to sell them leftovers.
It might be.
Half off on mozzarella sticks, we going.
I know, right?
Yeah.
If you told me it was half, I might go.
Count me in.
But is Lacto going, though?
Am I wrong for this take? Because you guys are both kind of being like just chilling out here. I thought for sure I'd have a little more fire from both of you.
It's absurd, but it's
because this to me, it doesn't make sense. And the only answer is be there and everybody comes in. Let me see a ticket.
It's capitalism at its finest. You already spent throughout the roof. Now, what happens if you have something planned for the day and you can't do it? And now you got to try and sell that ticket.
Exactly. But that happens all the time in the sport. So that's something I get.
Not for the postseason.
But this is a real ticket.
This ain't no regular ticket where I got 162 more.
This is a game five. This is a winner take all game.
This is Judge's legacy on the line.
It's a bad look for your sport. And again, you can't control the weather. I understand.
But it's about the leadership.
No other sport deals with this. But you can find a way to make it right with their fans. The ones that showed up and they stayed. I want to stay for this thing.
They held them on.
The most diehard people are the ones that stayed in that building watching the Rangers beat the Ducks on a big screen while it was pouring out.
Those
were your fans. Take care of them.
5 hours?
Three, at least. Three? They were there for 3 hours until they were told go home.
Bad business.
Like, that doesn't make sense. That's what I don't get. I just don't understand. The response was just a tweet. That's it. You know, the game's postponed. See you tomorrow. Go home, everybody.
Deuces. You ain't got to go home, but you got to get the hell out of here.
And pay for your parking on your way out.
Validate.
I don't understand it.
I want to hear from somebody that's out there that was there. Please let us know what that experience is all about.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. It is the most maddening thing to me. It does happen. Again, it only happens to this sport because of the conditions, and we understand that. It's unique, no doubt about it, but there is a better way to handle it. All right, we got your calls coming up. We got to talk about something that you didn't want to watch last night. Yeesh, Monday Night Football. Russell Wilson has another excuse. As the struggles continue, we got plenty to get to with you. The NBA season opens today, everybody. That's it?
Nothing? Come on, man. Well, it's because you
ate your... happening.
Just get you ate your all-natural carrot brand muffin.
So good.
Keeping you regular. Delicious. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, okay. You're going to go poopsies in an hour or two.
We got a long break coming.
It was actually pretty good.
I gave Lacto some. Vegan.
He's like Mikey. He'll eat anything.
What has he not liked?
All right, we got plenty to get to. We'll get to all of that, of course. Matthew Judon's supposed to join us.
Ah.
I'd love to hear your conversation with him.
He went to the dark side. He's not the first Raven to go to the dark side, though.
He is a Patriot. We'll see if you can win him back. But first, let me tell you about Bosley, because guys, if you're suffering from hair loss or worried about your hair, you've got to check out Bosley, America's number one hair restoration experts. The sooner you take action, the more options you'll have for keeping and restoring your hair. Bosley has both surgical and non-surgical solutions to help you keep the hair you have and grow thicker, fuller hair where you need it most. Right now, Bosley's giving away a free information kit and a $250 gift card towards a procedure. All you got to do, Bart, is text what?
Han.
Right.
Han.
The 203-203. You don't want to wait when it comes to hair loss. Just get the information. Learn what you can be doing right now to keep or grow your hair. People trust Bosley. They're the true leaders in hair restoration. Stasha's now moving on all this stuff. They have the most experience restoring hair. He just deleted it while I was reading it.
Yeah.
Experience matters. So what are you waiting for? Get your free Bosley info kit and $250 off gift card when you text
HUN
203-203. Again, H-A-H-N.
HUN
203-203. Get your hair back with Bosley.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Josh Harris will snap it. That's good. Scott puts it down. That's good. The kick is good. And the Chargers win it in overtime.
I tell you what. Dustin Hopkins, talk about an injury.
Man, that thing better be tore. That thing better be tore. I don't want to hear him.
He was limping around?
Yeah, the way he was falling. Oh! Ow! Shut up and be a football player.
Well, he was.
That's what I want to say.
He did. 39-yarder, and they win the game in overtime. By the way, special teams.
Special teams ain't so special.
Yo, 19-16 in overtime was the final of this debacle. I swear I heard Joe Buck say, good night, everybody, and good riddance. He had it with this game.
Now, we know that it's something going on. And listen, because once again, I saw some receivers go over next to Melvin Gordon, who's not playing because of the fumble rooskies and all the fumbles. And for some reason, he's found.
He's liking tweets that say you should ask for a trade.
He's getting out of, he's out of the rotation. But then I saw the receivers going over there like, man, you see what the, trying to get him drawn in. He's just like, nope, I ain't got nothing to do with it. So, receivers are still frustrated at Russell Wilson and his play. And they play with Drew Lock. And they like, yo. what's up, man? This dude, yo.
Yeah, it's like, Jerry Judy's like.
You see him over there complaining.
It's weird, man. It's weird.
So we expected that from them because they're struggling. They're trying to get right. They can't get right.
Their offense
is abysmal. But
what about
Herbert in that offense? I know Keenan Allen that big of a is that important?
I don't know.
Because you saw him traveling, Patrick Surtain traveling with Williams.
Yeah. They took Mike Williams
out of the game.
And then they had nothing else.
But jeez.
Yeah, it's the AFC West that we thought was going to be like, wow, this is going to be a juggernaut. It's not. It's not. Here's Russ talking again about his team, losing again, not looking good again. And yet, of course, he makes the obvious statement.
The reality is, it's just not good. That's not good enough. We got to be better. We got to play sharper. We got to find ways to make plays. Got to find ways to continue to get first downs, touchdowns. It's a good football team out there, but we're just as good, if not better. And we feel like, we got to answer the call. Adversity is definitely challenging us right now, but. The only way I know through it all is just continue to work hard and continue to believe. I think felt like we should have won that game tonight, we got to look at the film and see what we can do better.
15-28, 188. His second half stats were abysmal. Now again, they said he had a hamstring issue.
Oh, not
got sacked four times,
quarter of $1 billion.
Yeah, he said he doesn't want to make any excuses. But I mean, also what he doesn't want to do is say anything of substance because that was all a bunch of just cliches. I mean, that wasn't anything that told me that, you're just.
Show me you have a soul. Cliche. Show me you have a soul.
That's what I mean. This is the point now where I need to know you care.
It's about to be a mutiny. Somebody going to punch Russell Wilson in the face. One of these dudes going to get into it in the sideline of him. Somebody's going to get up with one of these offensive coordinators like Robbie Anderson did and try and force their way out.
Watching them, they don't look like an inspired football team.
They look like
they always say it's about your leadership. And Nathaniel Hackett, of course, as we know, he's way over his head. And Russell Wilson is not a leader. And there's zero inspiration happening with that group, from the coach to the quarterback. And those are two such critical areas of leadership, and neither one of them are providing any of it. And that's a problem. And it's a relatively young team, right? I mean, relatively young team.
It has to be realness.
So they have got a identity crisis, and they've also got, I wonder, Bart, if this starts to derail. Like you said, you start getting those looks, those faces, and you look around the room just knowing like, man, we suck.
Yeah, then you know that you're stuck
that
with Russell Wilson.
Fast.
Now you know that you're stuck with Russell Wilson. So now anybody that opposes him, really opposes him, you got to get rid of him. So if one of your main guys.
They kind of stuck with him, right?
They can't get rid of him. But
so if you get
guys like Melvin Gordon.
Guys turning on him.
You got to get rid of him.
Get him out.
You got to get rid of him because you got to give him autonomy. You got to give him all power. Right?
He already did. He gave him an office.
That's what I'm saying, in the contract.
Yeah.
So now his team, it's going to be guys on that team like, man, I don't want to be here. It's going to be guys that's like, this dude suck. This dude's worse than what we, and now we can't go out and get help because this dude's so damn bad.
They're in a bad place right now, and they're one of the surprise teams. All right,
are they the most disappointing team in football? I know we got Matty Ice, but they won.
Oh, no.
With all that being said, Matty Ice is 3-3.
There were people that said the Broncos were Super Bowl
contenders.
I was
one of them.
So, oh, yes. So I think you answer your own question. Are they? I don't think you ask the question. I think you make the statement. Take the question mark off of it and just say it, because they are. The Denver Broncos are by far the greatest disappointment of the NFL season to this point. There is no other team that you could give me that I would say, yeah, I can make that argument. No, you can't make an argument because of the trade they made and what they gave him and the coach they hired.
I'm trying to think of the closest comp.
Like they hired a coach that you thought was bringing in Aaron Rodgers. That didn't happen. Okay, so you get Russ. Okay, you got Russ. Let's see how this works. It has failed miserably.
I'm trying to find number two.
Nope. Give me a number two.
The Colts have won three games, and they only lost two.
Yeah,
they got to have. They
started out as disappointing.
Games.
Right, they started out disappointing, but it's starting to.
Oh, Tampa. They're not
still
the
in
most.
First place in their division, despite the fact that they're 3-3.
Okay.
Right?
The Bengals.
Cincinnati Bengals?
They,
no.
They won. No, they beat fine. The Saints.
But Saints, you can, right, you know there. What, though? You can make a case for Winston being hurt, then Michael Thomas gets hurt again.
Yeah, they got everybody.
Like, you can make that case that, all right, it's disappointing, but they had health issues. This isn't a health issue. This is a leadership issue.
Mm.
That's what makes it disappointing.
All right, tell us we're wrong, peoples.
Yeah, let's get a call or two in here. We got a lot of people that definitely want to sound off on the Yankee topic. Again, the Yankees and the Guardians play Game 5 of the ALDS at 4
o'clock. You can't even watch. You'll be going home. You won't even be able to see it.
I'll have it on my phone. Yeah.
Oh, man. Alan, but that, I hope you got a windshield that projects the game that you can see through. I'm just playing.
Luckily, I'm commuting today, so I'll be able to watch without worrying about that. But, yeah.
No symbol. No signal.
Right. Once I'm in the tunnels, forget it. I'm out. What happened? Aaron Judge, 3-2 pitch and the pitch. And then it freezes.
Swing and miss.
Right. That's the story of my life.
Lacto's happy because he gets to go to the game.
No, you can't.
I didn't say I was going.
You're not allowed to go to the game.
It's still up in the air.
No, it's not up in the air.
It is up in the
air.
No.
How you going to get there? We're up at 3 o'clock. How you going to make it up there by the time?
He can get
take
there
the 4 train.
Easy.
What do you mean? It's a half-hour commute.
You got a plug? Isn't that a luxury that you're like, I don't know if I'll go. I think I'm going to go, but I might go. But I
He's
might
got that
go.
Life, right? How Man. Great is this life where it's just, you know what? Maybe I'll go to that game 5.
I think I heard the voice. Game. I think I heard the voice of Jesus.
Did you?
Or Mustafa.
What did the voice say?
It's lighter than Mustafa, though.
What did the voice say?
Let's rap.
No, it didn't say that.
Let's rap.
Oh, I thought it was.
Let's rap. Let's rap. Let's rap.
Thought it was that.
Let's rap.
It's Barton on ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. For a job you'll love, visit progressive.com/careers. We've got your call stacked up. Yes. Angry Yankees fans.
Sound off.
Yes, please do. Also, the NBA season tips off tonight. We got 5 stories to watch this season.
And Pistons.
Joe Dumars was here.
I saw Joey D. I almost cried.
Barton on ESPN Radio.
I squeezed him too hard.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Bart and Hahn.
That's Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. Brought to you by the Home Depot with everything you need to do projects smarter, faster, easier. Welcome to today's Home Depot. It's how doers get more done.
Snoop Doggy Dog.
We got your calls. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776.
It's the bow to
we
the
will
wild
get
creep.
To your calls momentarily. Stay with us, but The NBA season, Bart, begins tonight.
Ooh, so now, yes.
Now we got all four happening.
Ooh, and so much
in full season, right? You got, obviously, hockey's already been underway.
Sports Nirvana, maybe?
Sports Nirvana, that is correct.
Ah.
Yes.
We're going streaking.
So, like, Thursday night.
Every day is going to be something good to watch.
Thursday night, we should have everybody playing.
Mm.
Right? That's probably the first time we have everybody, because we have football.
Who's playing in football?
Foosball. The Thursday night game.
This one, people get humbled. This is when people get humbled.
What?
Like, this is when leagues get humbled. When they all play at the same
ratings,
time.
Yeah, the ratings. But I wonder how big it'll affect, especially if it's A, a bad game, B, it's on Amazon. Maybe that's some bad games.
Well, I think it's changing. I think it's changing. I think it's a good one this week.
Okay. Yeah, I have not even looked ahead yet to Thursday and week 7 of the NFL because I've been basking in the glory of week 6. But I'm also excited about the start of a new NBA season tonight because there's some great stories to watch for this coming season.
Do we have a countdown?
Lakers-Warriors, by the way, 9:30 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
So,
and that's one of the first games of the season. We also have Sixers at Celtics. That's your first game.
So that's beef. But like the Lakers-Warriors, meh.
All right. With that in mind, let me give you my top five stories that will happen this season. You ready?
Did you just hit me with the white chocolate fake pass to me back up to you? I was supposed to throw the oop.
Were you? Well, hopefully. Let's just don't spill things.
I was supposed to throw the oop.
Go ahead. Throw the oop.
Alan.
Yes.
What are your top five stories?
I'm glad you asked.
In all the land.
Well, number five, we begin with the Brooklyn Nets.
Ooh.
They will finally get a drama-free year out of Kyrie and KD. But it still won't be enough. Now, they are tied, the 10-1 odds to win the championship with, it's funny, the Sixers and the Bucks. So they feel like, you know, other than the Celtics, there's like a little bit of a mosh pit in the top four where everybody's sort of on the same level. So I believe that Kyrie is in a prove-it year, and I don't think you're going to get the drama that you've been getting.
You're going to get Uncle Drew.
I think you're going to.
He's going to tell the entire league, hold my nuts.
I think you're going to. But you know how it goes.
You said it's not enough?
Here's why.
He might be the MVP of the league.
I don't think you're going to get drama, but it doesn't mean he's going to be injury-free.
Why? He's rested. Every injury he has should be healed.
But he tends to get hurt and banged up. So, Kevin Durant's going to be Kevin Durant, but I also feel like Kevin Durant is no longer on the plateau apex of his career. Is a little bit of a, it's a slow dissension.
That's blasphemy.
No, it's not.
Hold on, LeBron don't slow down, and he's older.
I haven't gotten to LeBron yet.
But you're telling me that Kevin Durant, the unicorn, the guy, the walking bucket.
Yes, he is.
Easy sniper.
Great player.
You're telling me this is the beginning of the end of the easy sniper?
I believe.
He can't age like Steph Curry?
I think he's put in so much time trying to carry this team in the past. I just think eventually it's going to catch up.
So you think he doesn't
And I also don't know how Ben Simmons is going to fit. So like I said, it will not be enough. But they'll be drama-free, which in Brooklyn, boy, that's at least all they're asking for. And it'll be they're going to have a great season.
I got one word for you.
Can I just continue?
Yes, shooters.
That there'll be moves made. Yes, they'll have to be moves made. All right, we move on. So the stories that will happen this year. My top five.
Number four.
A focused James Harden. A healthy Joel Embiid. Will have the Philadelphia 76ers playing for the championship. Yeah, I said it. You have your Eagles, Philadelphia.
The process finally
You
completed.
Have your Phillies, Philadelphia. And you're going to have your Sixers, too. So this is the year. You know how Boston, they were winning everything? Flyers are going to suck, so never mind. But they, you know, like all these, Atlanta was having a run for a bit there. You know, this is going to be Philly's year.
The Sixers, process completed.
The process will be complete. But it also took a couple of right and lefts and, you know, a couple of major trades. But Joel Embiid and James Harden will be playing for the championship this year.
Mm.
And as I mentioned, again, they are 10-1 odds, just like the Nets, just like the Bucks. The sense is the Celtics are the team to beat.
Can Joel Embiid stay healthy 3 years in a row?
He is. He is. But I think the key to all of this will not just be Joel Embiid as an MVP candidate. Again, it'll be James Harden playing the way we all know he could, but he's in shape. And he's locked in, he's focused, and he hasn't been like this in a couple of years now.
Okay.
All right? So that's next
number four.
One.
That's number four.
That's number four.
Number three.
Luka Doncic, this is his year. He will win the MVP. He might not get out of the first round of the playoffs. But Luka Doncic will win the MVP this year.
He's in shape.
And that's exactly because he knows it's time. He made a run to the conference finals. It's very LeBron-like start to his career, right? Very similar. Carried them. Did what he had to do. But this is now time for him to establish himself as the best player in the league. And oh, by the way, that'll be another year that a international player wins MVP, not a North American player. Keep an eye on that. But Luka Doncic is kind of reaching that point now where he believes he is the best player in the league. This will be the year for him to prove it. And he's going to have to because Dallas is not as good. And he's got to put up the numbers that he knows he can. And he's not going to be like getting these little ticky-tack injuries that have kept him from being. And also the conditioning aspect of this, which he didn't have last year. So, number three, Luka Doncic, your MVP for this year.
Number two.
The Golden State Warriors are tied with the Celtics with the best odds to win a championship. They would repeat. They will not. In fact, they will go through a lineup transition this year that could be dramatic by the end of the season. Mm. There's many reasons for this. One of them being Draymond Green and his future, and also his relationship with a lot of his teammates at this point. It also has to do with the fact that they have a $450 million luxury tax bill.
That's more than worth most people's salary.
Yeah, cap, yeah. Right? Waiting for them at the end of this season because of everything that they have agreed to. We're going to eat all this because we want to win a championship, and you got it. You got that ring. That was important.
They're the Yankees.
But they have to now figure out when they start transitioning from their big three to their next three. They just paid Wiggins. They just paid Poole. They've got Kuminga. They've got Wiseman. That's their next generation. They've got to figure out this year if they're going to make that transition. So I do think there'll be a transition, and I don't think they're going to, as they're doing it, I just don't see them repeating as champion. I know it's not a big shock. I'm not going on a limb.
Does Draymond pick up his option?
But they will not. He's going to opt out. He's going to opt out. Woj had that. More on that a little bit later on, too. All right. Last but not least, the stories that will happen this year in the NBA season.
Number one.
LeBron James, in his 20th season, will pass Kareem Abdul-Jabbar on the all-time scoring list. Now, that's not a hot take,
but
that's the biggest story of the year. When does he do it, though? When does he do it, Bart?
Christmas Day.
Well, it's too soon. He would never be able to do it on Christmas Day. But there are odds, believe it or not. So the odds that he does it, DraftKings has this. They have different props. The odds that he does it is minus 1,000. So you're not getting nothing out of that. But plus 600 he doesn't this season. Plus 600.
How far is he away?
He'll need to do it, I believe, in like 40-something games. Mm. 38, 4, 42 games, something like that. And the target date, of course, January 31st, where?
New York.
Madison Square Garden. Yeah.
Wait. Are you going to celebrate him, Han? Are you going to stop the game?
Just like Steph Curry, the same thing.
Is Allen Hahn going to stop the game, go out and say, LeBron,
if I had control to stop the game, I would.
LeBron, can we make up? I'm sorry for hiding in your bushes during the Miami story.
I'm sorry for ruining your party.
You can change. We all can change.
Sorry I ruined your party at the YMCA all the way back in 2010. But would you plunk some money down on the plus 600 that he won't?
Nah, because he's old as hell. He might mess around and get hurt. Hurt his back.
No, that's what I mean. So you would.
Yeah,
you would then, right?
Yeah.
Is it such a terrible thing to think that what if he did? I mean, what if he got hurt?
Yeah.
It could happen. January 31st is a long way off and a lot of games. And if he's going to get there, he can't like take a lot of time off. He's got to play in these games. He's got to average 20 a game.
Yeah.
So does he do it? I say he does around that time. And it is going to be the biggest story of the season.
It would be so New York.
So that's my five.
It was so much New York Knicks to break it into Madison Square
Garden. Steph Curry did it. That's my five stories to watch this season. You got no problem with any of that, right?
I got no problem with that. I do have a problem with the fact that you said that Kevin Durant's going to start wearing down.
This is not me saying that Tom Brady's falling off. I'm not saying he's falling off a cliff. I'm just saying like he's been at the apex for a couple of years after the injury. You saw like he recovered fast from the injury, which was amazing. He's back at that level where he's a great player, but it's not like he's not doing this anymore.
I think it's going to be easier for him.
You think so?
Yes, because he has Joe Harris, who they haven't had in a year and a half.
He's still not 100%. You know, like, obviously, Steph Curry. I'm with you.
You got shooters.
They, they're going to be drama free. And let's just start there.
Okay.
But Philly's going to be too tough for everybody in the East. That's my
goons.
We have more of I have more stuff to share with you, including the best trade rumors and everything else. Yeah, we'll do that throughout the show. We got your calls coming up. It's Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Bart and Hahn.
Bart Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Let's grab some calls, Bart. Let's talk to Wayne in New York. What's up, Wayne?
What's going on, guys? How you doing?
Good.
By the way, just to start off, best soundtrack ever, Saturday Night Fever. But let me go on with my hot takes for the NBA season. Number one. Jalen Green of the Houston Rockets will win MVP of the year. The leading rookie scorer in the preseason. Number two, the team that will challenge the Golden State Warriors in the West will be the New Orleans Pelicans. They are loaded. Mm-hmm. I'm letting you know now.
Yeah.
Now, number three, Captain Insano hot take. There is going to be a disgruntled player who's going to want to ask out. His name is Carl Anthony Towns. It's not going to work in Minnesota.
Well,
and you
better.
Know where he's going.
Where?
You know where this is going. Bing bong.
No.
He's going to go to the
Knicks.
I love New York fans.
He's
going
to go to the Knicks. Wait a minute. He's going to go to the Knicks. Because the Knicks got the players, they got the draft picks, and if they make that trade, Allen, they will contend in the East.
Bing bong.
You'd have to move. I tell you what, Wayne, you'd have to move Julius Randle. You couldn't play those two together.
Of course. It'll probably be Randle, Fournier, Mitchell Robinson may even go in that deal, but they got the players. They got the draft. The key is them draft picks. Now tell me, Allen, who is a better fit on the Knicks? Donovan Mitchell or Carl Anthony Towns?
Donovan Mitchell.
Who's the better fit?
Donovan Mitchell, 100%. 100% a better fit.
I don't think so.
Yeah,
because,
I understand what you're saying, but
Carl Anthony Towns.
Wayne, there's a reason why Minnesota got Rudy Gobert. Because Carl Anthony Towns is an opportunistic rebounder. He shoots threes. Yeah, he's a four. And he doesn't really defend at all. So you needed somebody to be a rim protector and a rebounder so he could just play the way he wants to play. If you moved Mitchell Robinson and brought him, like that would be a terrible fit. So I get what you're saying. And I know you're making the connection. Obviously, he's from this area, and he played for Tom Thibodeau before.
I mean, it never happened.
But some of the other takes that weren't so bad. But that one, I got to tell you, that one's definitely out. But you know what? It's the beginning of the NBA season. We love to come up with these hot takes.
And anything's possible.
What's going to happen? We're open to all those calls. We'll continue them in 10 seconds.
Bart and Hahn.
Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. We were doing soundtracks yesterday, right? And you,
we can continue. Nobody
forgot about this one. Now, you know what I did though? I did put Boomerang in my ears on my commute because I was like I was trying to remember it. So yeah. I was playing through. I was going through it, man. Tony Braxton,
New Jack City.
Yeah, that's a good one too. Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
Bodyguard, Whitney Houston.
Oh my God! Yeah, I mean, come on. That's just like her album,
right?
Right. The Jesus Loves Me song when they sing that together in the movie.
Yeah.
Tremendous. We're off track already.
888
say ESPN.
Call in.
888-729-3776. We got Matthew Judon going to join us at the top of the hour. We got linebacker talk.
I love him and hate him at the same
time. That's what I mean. Linebacker talk, and you could, you know what I mean? You could be like, we used to be friends.
Why'd you go to the dark side?
The dark side. But Call of Duty coming out as well. I know he's excited about it, so yeah. We'll talk with him.
We had Sauce playing Call of Duty with the Cheesehead on yesterday live online.
Oh, you did?
Oh, they was hating.
Yeah. But we do have some calls to get to, so let's get to them, because the Yankees were supposed to play last night with the Guardians in Game 5. All the fans showed up, paid for parking. One guy I saw on social media paid $55 for his parking.
Damn, he wanted to be close.
And then no game. And wait 3 hours to be told there's no game.
And then get wet going home.
So we got news from Barnhart Nation. Well, let's go here. We got Corey in Ohio hitting us up on the Dr. McCall line. Go ahead, Corey.
Hey, guys.
What up?
So years ago, we went to the Tigers-Yankees game. It literally was like 10 years ago. Identically, the same thing happened. We were there for over probably an hour, and they said there was an imminent storm coming, like probably 2 hours away. Never right. showed up. Never. Most frustrating thing ever. So everybody that we were with canceled the game. Or because the game was canceled, we all had to come back the next day. Half the crowd wasn't even there.
See, that's you're so right. That's the problem. And that's why I was trying to, Corey, thanks for the call. I was trying to give baseball the out of it's weather. It's unpredictable.
Yeah.
Right? Like, sometimes it is damned if you do, damned if you don't. Because if they said, you know what, we're canceling the game, we don't want to take a chance. And then, of course, nothing happens. And it's like, well, now you're pitchers and now you got to go to Houston on short rest. And why would you do this? I get it. I'm not saying that baseball should have canceled it sooner or later, all that stuff. What I'm saying is do something about those who had to lay out for parking and lay out for concessions waiting around. Do something for them today.
Because you're going to get the revenue back.
Thank you. Do something for them today. No, you double dip.
Yeah.
That's the part that bothered me. It's not about what you couldn't predict. I understand that. You made them wait 3 hours, though. You got to do something about that. You can't just shrug and say, sorry, see you tomorrow. More news from Barton on Nation. We've got Scott in New York calling up on the Dr. Pepper call line. What's up, Scotty?
Yo, my soundtrack, Purple Rain. Yeah.
That's a good one.
But
can't argue.
Anyway, but I was saying, you know, I have some fellas. We're sitting in the bar watching the game. I'm downtown Manhattan. One of my fellas has some of his boys that are at the game, and he's texting them, let me know what's going on, because we can't see what's happening on television. Right. So he's like, yo, it's pouring rain over here. And we're sitting down in the bar. We don't see no rain.
Yeah.
But after a while, we went through beers, and we're sitting there, and then his man texts him back. He said, listen, we almost like $100 in beers already. And he said, yo, guys, we stopped saying, we're going home now. Listen, we all just left, man. We couldn't wait anymore.
But to me, again, Scott, it's...
Can all your boys... I wonder if all his friends can make it today. Like, they may have taken off work yesterday.
Right.
Meeting up with them.
Oh, you're going to meet up?
Yeah, I'm going to meet up with them.
See, he's going to go, which means the Yankee season's over.
Yep.
But it's official.
And that means Judge is going to be the villain.
Oh.
Because he's not going to show up because Lactose is there.
Down one, runner on second. Judge is up, two
bases,
outs.
No, bases loaded. All he got to do is get a base hit.
Two outs.
All
right, I won't go.
Can you imagine?
No, go. We need a heel.
Can you imagine? Like that, like I was saying it to Hembo, so I'm in the hallway, and we both said, this is a Aaron Judge game. Forget anybody else, you know, Nestor Cortez is pitching, and, you know, is Shane Bieber available for Cleveland? All that's out the window. This is an Aaron Judge game.
Right when you think it's Aaron Judge day, that's when Giancarlo will come hit two monster bombs.
Well, let's dive into some Zappy mania up in New England coming up next. Bart and Hahn.
Bart and Hahn.